Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Local Gov. Today is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. It is 8:41 a.m. Welcome to the committee. We are waiting on a couple members, but we'll get started with the pledge and then do our testimony. So if you could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This morning we have two bills on the agenda. Our first bill is Senate File 2647. It's authored by Senator Coleman. This bill will be re-referred to State Finance and Policy on Elections Committee.
Oh, yes.
Before you tell us about your bill, I believe you have an author's A1 amendment to get the bill in shape before the way you'd like it. Senator Bigham has graciously offered the amendment. So, Senator Bigham. Senator Bigham offers the A1 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The A1 amendment is passed. Senator Coleman, to your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members, and thank you for moving that amendment. Senate File 2647 amends the membership of Local Road Improvement Program Advisory Committee. Essentially, the Road Improvement Fund Advisory Committee is expanded by adding, well, with the amendment now, one town board member appointed by the Minnesota Association of Townships and will be effective the day following final enactment. And I do think I have one testifier for the bill.
More than one.
Sure. Great. And to give a little background, Mr. Chair, of the amendment, there was some concern about adding a engineer as well, a town engineer, and I heard from both sides of this issue and figured let's add this amendment now and we can bring the interested parties together to work out the kinks later.
Good morning. I'm Steve Fenske, the Minnesota Association of Townships. And I want to thank Senator Coleman for offering the bill and Mr. Chair for giving it attention this morning. This is intended to provide townships a share in the Local Road Improvement Program Committee. Right now, that committee has three members from cities and two from counties. Townships have always been included in this program, so they've always been eligible, but they've never had an ability to vote on that committee. That committee is significant. The legislature portions some money directly in this program to specific projects, but then some goes to this competitive grant program. And this committee decides how is that going to be apportioned among counties, large cities, and then, so far, townships and small cities lumped together. So we're looking for townships to get a seat there. We've been to all the meetings. We are just not currently allowed to vote at that meeting. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Coleman, for bringing this forward. I think it's a good addition. I think the overall just concern, and I think the amendment addressed it, is townships typically use either the county engineer, they don't have their own, or they have a consultant. That's a small field. And so I think just in the spirit of transparency, the amendment does well. So, but this is, I think, a needed addition. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator Coleman. I think there's strong support. I'm wondering when you move this, if you might want this to go on the consent calendar?
I would take the preference of the chair for that. Thank you.
Senator Weaver, it does have a couple stops, so we'll see how it proceeds through the other committees, and we'll take that into consideration when we decide where we want to go with it. So thank you. Anyone else? Goes to State Gov, then Transportation. So,
Mr. Chair, I'd move that Senate File 2647, as amended, be recommended to pass and move to State Government Finance.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries, and your bill is moving. Thank you, Senator Coleman.
Thank
for
you.
In.
Thank you.
Our next bill up is Senate File Number 2959. Senator Rest is not here, so we'll take a brief recess until Senator Rest shows up. Thank you. local gov policy will come back to order. We had a brief recess. Senator Rest, the next bill up is Senate file number 2959, your bill on long-term equity investment eligibility expansion. Senator Rest, this bill will be referred to State Government Finance and Policy and Elections Committee. I understand you have an A1 amendment. If you could tell us about the A1, and then we'll get that moved. Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to be here. I need someone on the committee to move the A1 amendment.
Senator Westrum will move the A1 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. A1 amendment is passed. Senator Rest, to your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and colleagues. Senate file 2959, I believe, improves on the statute that we passed in 2017. At that point, there was an opportunity with the law change then for for cities and counties to invest various pots of money that they control in their local governments, up to 15% of those funds. But you had to have a AAA bond rating from at least one, if not more, bond houses, Moody's or something like that. The mayor of one of my cities, Bill Blonigan, and I think he has signed up to testify. He's here, okay. He approached me and one of my House colleagues with the notion that right now, cities that could not participate because they didn't have a AAA bond rating were earning only 1.5-2% on their investments. And if the bond rating was set at AA, that many more cities could avail themselves of that opportunity for investment. So that's exactly what this bill does. Changes nothing in the 118A09 statute except to allow a AA bond rating that they had held for 18 months prior to doing any investments, that they could then start investing through the State Board of Investment, anticipating a higher rate of return. There is no opposition that I know of. I've gotten help from the League of Minnesota Cities, MICA, which is the county association of 15 counties or so, some in the metropolitan area, others around the state, are supporting this initiative as well and have no objection to it. Senator Newman asked me yesterday, and he's presenting his bill in the tax committee, who oversees these local governments? And of course, all the auditing that is done, et cetera, is done by the state auditor. And so there is accountability. I tried to find out, I don't see her in the room, but I was very curious about currently just how many cities that fall under the current law use it. And I don't know the number, but I think it's not very large because of that AAA bond rating. And there are many solidly responsible cities under that 100,000 population requirement that are doing a great job handling the taxpayers' money. and to be able to allow them to participate in this particular section of the law for investments seems to me to be a pretty smart idea on the part of the, well, on the part of my mayors, but also on the part of the legislature. So that's the bill as amended, and I would welcome any questions and or comments. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Russ. Just want to say thank you. I think it's a great bill as well, so I think it's a very smart idea, and coming from local government, I know we have some local government people here, it makes a lot of sense. I think cities and counties can all use that extra income off their investments to help with their local budgets, so thank you very much for bringing it forward. Any questions for Senator Russ before we go to testifiers? Seeing none then, we will go to Bill Blonigan, Mayor, City of Robbinsdale, who's online. Mayor, go ahead. Please introduce yourself and state who you're with before you testify.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill Blonigan, Mayor of Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Mr. Chairman, Senators, as you probably know, we're a inner ring suburb, 15,000 people. We have an excellent bond rating of AA+. There were years when we were like 7, 8, 10 years ago when we were AA, and that was an excellent bond rating. We never, due to our size and economic power, were able to achieve a perfect AAA bond rating. And the statute 118A.09, as it reads right now, only allows perfect credit cities that aren't at least $100,000 to invest a percentage. And the statute says that you can only invest, even if it passes and changes, you can only invest 15% of certain unassigned funds. And so that's what we're asking for, to be able to invest 15% of certain unassigned funds in something that's more market-driven, more beneficial to cities. Robbinsdale finance director, and we've received a award from national finance people for 42 straight years, so we're very responsible, but our finance director has indicated preliminarily that if we would have had this ability last year, instead of earning 1.1% on our particular 15% of unassigned funds that we had in reserve, we would have been able to participate with the Minnesota State Board of Investment and earned 7% on average if we went through that state agency, which is what I would like to do, because they've got the 25 to 30 employees. It's run by Mansco Perry, who's retiring, and you have over $130 billion plus maybe this reserve you have under control of this agency, which provides great financial investment opportunities. So for cities that are AA, excellent rating, AA+, or above, we thought that this would be a good idea for those cities to be able to take 15% of their certain unassigned funds as indicated in subdivision 3 of 118A.09. and invest that in something that's safer. Later down in the statute, it does say, government, if you are going to do this, the city council must be advised that there are risks in this. So, and it's pretty safe. It seems to me like it should be bipartisan. It seems to me that the only negative effects are the people or institutions, in this case, probably the federal government, that are getting our money at 1.1% instead of 7% through the Minnesota State Board of Investment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blonigan. Any other questions or comments on the bill? Senator Westrum.
Mr. Chair, I guess to the witness, using last year might not be the best or only example. I'd be interested to know in 2008 what would have this return been when the market was down. The last few years have been a pretty strong bullish market, so I'd just be interested in how that balances if you look at some down years as well. Is that a different picture?
If Mayor Blonigan, do you have any history of the historical numbers?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I can't give you the Robbinsdale specific numbers, but I know that during down years, and I think it was the 2008 year, but it could have been the most recent down year in 2008, the Minnesota State Board of Investment, while others had declines in their rates of return, the Minnesota State Board of Investment had a bad year and they got 4%, which was still better than 1%. Now, I don't think that was 2008, that was probably 2012. So the fact that you can only invest 15% of certain reserves in this, and the fact that if you take this over the long run, rather than just 1 year, and the fact that I'm really scared if we get this on July 1st, that my first year of recommending this would be a down year, all those facts make it that we cities are going to be conservative, and you as public officials know that we as public officials don't want the public saying, well, you had this chance and you blew it. So there's enough safeguards in here that I think that, yes, there could be, and there would be, some bad things that happen on a limited basis. But overall, this is going to create, I would say over the years, tens of millions of extra dollars of revenue to cities that the state's not paying for, then the taxpayers aren't paying for.
Thank you, Mayor. Follow up, Senator Western.
Mr. Chair, and thank you for that answer, Mr. Mayor. And maybe this is to the author, Senator Rest.
Yes, sir.
Is this permissive language, and could a city or county change or back out once they make this, if in 3 years or 5 years they decide, you know what, I think we should go back to where we were? Is there anything that locks them into once they change, they have to stay this way, or is it all permissive and they can flow back and forth with maybe proper notices? But what, if you could clarify that, please.
Senator Rest.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I would point out in terms of the history that this section of the law was passed in 2017, so 5 years ago, and certainly at that time, the legislature had the opportunity for the look back that you mentioned to start with of whether there are, Senator Western, excuse me, that you brought up with regard to what do you do with a bad year. But as I read the statute, which I have here in front of me, at every point it looks like it's permissive. You know, they may do this, they may do that. They're not required. And I'm I see that the qualifying governments can only invest according to the limitations that are in this statute. They can only invest unassigned cash, cash equivalents, deposits, and other investments. And I don't see, maybe council can point that out, I don't see where after they have turned over those funds to the State Board of Investment, I don't see where there is any where there is any requirement in the statute. As quickly, here it is, Subdivision 9. In 118A09, withdrawal of funds and termination of account, a government may withdraw some or all of its money or terminate the account. A government requesting withdrawal of money from an account created under the section must do so at a time and a manner required by the executive director of PARA, subject to policies and procedures established by the State Board of Investment. So you can put it in, and then following the procedures that are outlined by the State Board of Investment, you may withdraw it. So I think it is, looks like to me, but according to certain procedures, you just can't show up at the State Board of Investment and say, give me my money. Can't do that. But there is a procedure where you can, under current law, and now we're going to allow these other cities and counties to do the same, you can, you certainly can withdraw all or parts of the investment and close the account.
Okay.
Senator Westrum.
Mr. Chair, final point. Thank you, Senator Rest.
Sure.
And part of what prompted me to that question is I've heard from some local fire departments that have maybe had an interest in investing in, I think it's the Minnesota Board of Investments with their volunteer pension fund, but their reluctance is that they, once they're in, they can't get out, is their understanding. And I wanted to make sure we weren't doing that. It's something I'm wanting to look into and fix if that's what we're requiring under the volunteer firefighters pension, as they understand it and have communicated it to me. And I just think that's an unfair move if you tie their hands and say, once you're in, you're never out. That sounds like Hotel California then. And so thanks for that clarification. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
And I think Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rest.
I have reviewed that bill as well, and I have those same kinds of cautions or questions about why that language is so directive. And indeed, it looks like those pensions for the firefighter relief funds and so forth, indeed it is that way. It looks like once you're in that proposed bill, you can't, there's no way of easing back. And the firefighter funds and those that represent them don't want to give up that kind of control. In this part of the law regarding local governments, as I just read to you, it is you're in until you want to get out, and then you can, and then there's a procedure to follow to do that. I don't know the bill that you're talking about, how much farther that's going to go, but I've been contacted by the same folks that are very reluctant to give up control over their funds.
Thank you, Senator Reston. I think you explained it very well, but I will go to Joan White, our fiscal or our counsel, just to make sure that that's interpreted correctly. Ms. White.
Mr. Chair, members, yes. Under Subdivision 9, the government may withdraw some or all of its money or terminate the account. So it's clearly they may invest and they may terminate the account if they need to.
Thank you, Ms. White. Senator Bingham.
Thank you. And just to alleviate any other concern, counties obviously are audited, and not only my home county of Washington, but also the other county I represent, Dakota, both have decades of excellence in finance and accounting awards, and constantly the finances are scrutinized and revisited. And our local governments are kept very apprised of these. And I think this CentRS is an excellent tool, and appreciate you bringing this forward. And I have no concerns at all that our county boards, their accounting staff, and that goes for cities as well, that this is just a really good opportunity, and it doesn't concern me, and I think it's a great bill.
Thanks, Senator Bingham. Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The points have been covered and amplified.
Thank you. Any other comments on the bill? Again, this bill will be going to State Gov Policy and Elections. So with that, Senator Swedinsky, would you like to make a motion?
I move the bill to
State Gov. Senator Swedinsky recommends approval of the bill and be referred to State Government
as
Finance
amended,
and Policy and Elections.
As amended.
As amended, thank you.
Thank you.
As amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Senator
Mr.
Rest.
Chairman and colleagues.
With there being no other items on our agenda, we are hereby adjourned.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sure. You do a good job.